Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is August the 4th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 58 to 60. God himself will be our light and our glory one day. We read in Isaiah chapter 60 verses 19 and 20 like this. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you. But the Lord will be to you an everlasting light and your God your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. As prophet Isaiah looked ahead to the future, when the eternal city of New Jerusalem will house the redeemed people of God, the greatest thing that impressed him was that God himself will be both their light and their glory. In the New Testament, Apostle John has described this eternal city more clearly in the book of Revelation chapters 21 and 22. This city of New Jerusalem will be created one day in the new heaven and the new earth. In this city, the Lord God Almighty will dwell forever with his people, and the whole city will be filled with the brightness of the glory of God. God's glory is essentially the profound, glowing, visible, confluent expression of the magnificent attributes of God. In the Old Testament, God has revealed his glory at Sinai, in the tabernacle, and in the temple of God built by King Solomon in Jerusalem. Just as the glory of God filled the temple in Jerusalem at the inauguration service, the same glory of God filled the 120 disciples on the day of Pentecost when they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. In the future, God promises that he will be our light and glory in his eternal kingdom. The light of the sun and moon will no longer be necessary in New Jerusalem, since the glory of God will provide all the necessary light. He will scatter all darkness and ignorance forever. Let this hope cheer us in the midst of our trials and sufferings today, as we wait for God to be our light and glory in the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And join with Apostle Paul in declaring the following that he has penned in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.